Turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter number 8. I want to begin reading at verse 1 this evening. The Bible says, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, and by the way, in the places of the pass. She crieth at the gates, at the inner end of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and then knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and an evil way, and a froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth." Now watch this. "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight. I've got to be my help on this thought on instruction from heaven and wisdom from God. Instruction from heaven and wisdom from God. As we see this here in here tonight, as the old preachers are writing in the eighth proverb, and these are all proverbs of Solomon as he's writing these things, and he pulls them out of his society, and he pulls them out of the day and the hour and the time that he's living, and they say they're the proverbs of Solomon, and what they are, that's where he pulls these out, and it was already things that was being said maybe at different times, and the old preacher and his wisdom, he begins to pull them together and put them together for the glory of God, that we might realize that the wisdom of man doesn't come from man, praise God, but it comes from God. Amen. True wisdom comes from God. It's not ours that we can harness up in any special way, but it's something that comes from God Almighty. And we see this as God begins to mention, God begins to show us that wisdom begins to call. And it calls from the crowded city streets. Wisdom goes out from the streets, and it says that she cries at the gates, verse 3, at the inner end of the city, and at the coming in at the doors. So we see wisdom, and it's a crying. Wisdom coming to the gates of the city. Wisdom crying out, amen, to a people that are here. I'm going to say, amen, wisdom is a good thing to have, and we need wisdom. It's good to send our kids to school. It's good to get an education. But if they get an education without the Lord Jesus Christ, it's for naught. Amen. Oh, we can give them all the knowledge in the world. We can have all the knowledge in the world. We can split that atom. But praise God, if we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, we ain't got nothing. Amen. We have nothing. We have no power. We have no ability. But with Him, praise God, we begin to see things taking place. And as they begin to cry out, what we get is a theme that we need to listen. As God's are crying out, praise God, the day and hour we live right now, we need to listen. We need to be willing to hear what He's got to say. Amen. Praise God, because what the writer here is telling us, he's crying out where the paths meet. Amen. Where the paths come together. He began to cry out in the streets. He began to cry out in the crowds. He began to cry out where people are. And the wisdom of God is there to be ministered to the people. If we'll just slow down long enough to listen. Daniel said in the last days that men would be running to and fro in the world. Amen. We look around today and we see it all around us. These people running around all over the place. People running around like chickens with their head cut off. Amen. When you ask them where they're going, I'm just trying to get to someplace else. I've been over here and I'm trying to get over there. I get over there and I need to get back over here. Amen. I just run around like something crazy. And that's the way he said it would be. But when wisdom begins to cry out, praise God, if we'd just slow down long enough to listen. I pray God had come to a place that the Lord is crying out, had come to a place where wisdom is crying out, had come to a place in that crowded city, praise God, where the paths meet together, had come to a place in wisdom where God says, you know what, sometimes, someplace, we got to slow down and we got to make decisions. Amen. Comes a time in your life, in my life, that we have to come to a place of decision and realizing our decisions that we make have consequences. Amen. We're living day and hour that we don't want to think about the consequences we have in the decisions that we make. But we see, praise God, if we'll, the Bible tells us here that when wisdom is calling out, when wisdom's trying to speak to us, and I want to say God's trying to speak to us. You look around this world, praise God, these things happening, God, the Lord said would be taking place in the last days of dispensation of grace, and we're not listening. Amen. If we was listening, praise God, I believe we'd be living a little different than what we are. I believe we'd be living a little bit closer to the Lord if we realized, amen, we're about to the end of this thing. We're about to the place, way God, where there's going to be a shout and come up hither, and God's going to take us out of here, and we need to be getting ready. You say, how do you do that? The wisdom of God. Amen. We begin to apply His Word to our hearts, praise God, the instruction from heaven that He's trying to give us, amen, get us ready. The wisdom from God that'll give us a direction, praise God, that we can be ready, go out of here at any moment with a shout. Amen. There's a whole lot of people that's waiting to the last moment to get in. Listen, we need to tell them they need to get in, praise God, because by the time they wait, it's going to be too late. The Bible says in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, praise God. At the last trump or trumpet sound, dead Christ will rise first, those alive and remain be called up. Amen. We need to be ready, praise God, to go out of here at any minute. Amen. You and I, praise God. You know, let me tell you what will happen if we do that. That's the wisdom of God. That's knowledge of God. That's knowing Him, praise God. In that free pardon of sin, that's being ready when the trumpet goes off. Amen. With the trumpet and the shout, the Lord said, and I believe He's sitting at the edge of His seat right now just wanting to call us out. He's looking down, He said, you know what? They about had enough. And the Lord God, Father said, just a minute. Just hold on just a minute. Amen. But praise God, when that trumpet goes off, that shout goes off, we need to be ready to fly out of here. And if we'll be ready, praise God, if we'll have the wisdom of God, live in the way of God, praise the Lord, with His instruction from heaven, glory to God, we'll be ready when He calls. But in the process of time, He'll use our life as a witness to others. Let me tell you something, friends. There's somebody watching you every minute of your life. Let me say that again. There's somebody that's watching you every minute of your life. Amen. They're taking tally. They're watching. They're keeping a record. They see how you are. You say, well, I know the Lord is. Praise God. No, there's people that's watching you. These family members, these loved ones, these spouses, these children, these grandchildren, that's watching our lives every moment of every day. They're watching us to see how we're going to live and act and react. Amen. And they're recording it down. Because we profess to be children of God. We profess to have the wisdom of God. We profess to have the knowledge of Him in our hearts, praise God. We profess to be possessed with God Almighty. And they can see it, amen. It don't take them long to figure us out. That's why a prophet is without honor in his own household. Because they know how we are. Amen, we can go out and say how good we are. And we can tell it wherever we go. But praise God, if you ain't living at your house, praise God, you ain't got it. Amen. Praise God, I'm going to say praise the Lord. Praise God Almighty. If the wisdom of God your heart, praise God, He'll help us. He'll help you and me, praise God, to live right all the time. Amen. Praise God, this is a shouting message. Somebody shout. Say amen, preacher. I need to get there, praise the Lord. Amen. Just go ahead and hit the altar. Get things right. We'll go on for His glory. Amen. Praise God. The wisdom of God He gives us. But He said we need to listen because the wisdom's crying out to us. Amen. Praise God. It's crying out and we need to have our ears tuned. Praise God. We need to have our ears open that we might hear what God's saying. Look what He says in verse 6. He said, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening my lips shall be right things. God says, listen, said, you need to be a listener. Said, I'm crying out in the streets. And in other words, what He said, I'm crying out to the people. He said, I'm speaking to you. You need to listen because I've got some excellent things, some great things, praise God, to tell you. Amen. A lot of times we get to thinking about God and we think, well, there he is again wanting to beat me over the head for what I do wrong. Amen. You know what God wants to do better than that? He wants to reward you for what you do right. Amen. God wants to help us. And he wants to bless us. Praise God. He wants to use us for his glory. Amen. He wants us to be on fire. I think what's happening in our wood, we've got some, a whole bunch of us has got some wet wood. Amen. I'll never forget one time my nephew Josh, Roger's little boy, when he was smaller. Roger had him go down to my mother's house and carry in some wood on the carport. Said, put it in there on carport right next to the wall there where she can get it and get in the house and burn. I went down there a while later and she was sitting there and she was wrapped up in a blanket. She was cold and I said, what's the matter? I said, why ain't you got a fire? She said, well, I can't get a fire to burn. I said, why not? I said, you got all kind of wood. You got a whole pile of wood out here. And my mother, she just straight up, she said, that wood wouldn't burn in hell. I said, do what? She said, he got that wood out there and said, it's wet, said it won't burn. I said, all right. I won't say, what's wrong with a lot of church folks? Our wood's wet. Hey man, a wet wood won't burn, praise God. You gotta get it dried out. How do you get it dried out? By getting it in close to the fire, praise God. You get in close to the fire. Get in where there's some heat, praise the Lord. Hey, glory be to God. God will dry it out. He'll kindle it up, amen. That's where you can put it in there and stoke it up and get the fire down in your soul. Amen. I thank God for what I feel down in my soul. Amen. Praise God. Listen, the fire ain't going out. Old devil come along like to put it out. We got to going this morning, praise God, getting ready to have good meeting, and then our transmitter went out. Amen. Devil don't want you to have good meeting. He don't want people to hear the word of God. He'd rather just quieten us down. But he said, if we'll listen, praise God, God's wanting to speak excellent things and open his mouth with right things. Praise God. That's what he's wanting to do. He goes on verse 32 and he says this, and now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. God said, hey, listen to me. He said, if you'll listen to me, amen, praise God, I'll show you the way to go, and you just walk therein. That doesn't sound too complicated. God said, go this way. So we go that way. Amen. Praise God. He goes on here in verse 34 and he said, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. God says, the man that'll listen to me, the man that'll come to me, the man that's got his ear tuned to me, praise God, said he'll hear things, praise the Lord, that'll help his heart. It'll give him guidance. It'll give him encouragement. He'll point him in direction, praise God, that'll bring honor and glory to God. You know, when it's all said and done tonight, church, you know the only thing that matters is what we do for God's glory. Amen. To lift up his name. Amen, praise God. He said, hey, nothing else matters. He said, but that we listen to God. We keep our eyes and our ears, our ears tuned to him. Our ears open, praise God, because of God's wisdom. He's wanting to speak to us. Amen. You say, preacher, why is he does that? Because not only because we listen, because he loves us. Amen. Because of love God has. Because of love, wisdom says this. God says in verse 17, he said, I will love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Amen. So the Lord says, you know what? I'm going to love those that love me. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you love the Lord? Amen. I said, do you love the Lord? Amen. Praise God. We better love. He loved us. He loves us. Amen. So we love wisdom. Amen. We love the Lord because he is wisdom. He gives us wisdom. He is wisdom. He's the manufacturer of wisdom. Amen. Great wisdom. Amen. It's not about wealth. A lot of people love wealth. Amen. Amen. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evils. Amen. The love of money. But the Bible says that we're not to love wealth. In verse number 10, he says this. He said, receive my instructions and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Amen. Receive my instruction. Amen. In verse 11, he says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." He said, there's nothing to be compared to wisdom. Why? Because Jesus Christ is wisdom. He is the very knowledge of God. And he said, when he was here, he said, if there's anything lacking in the wisdom of knowing the Heavenly Father, praise God, he said, I'll send a comforter and he'll reveal it to you in time. Amen. Praise the Lord. You would get to know more and more about him as time goes by. So we see the love of God. That these riches that we have, praise God, are from the Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom enriches us, not only for today, but wisdom enriches us for eternity. You realize the things that we have, the knowledge and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, fixes us up for eternity. Amen. Amen. It gives you knowledge. It gives you things that's laid up for us, praise God, that enters us into eternity. In verse 18, he says this. He said, "Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness." Now that word durable means those that'll last. Amen. That's those things that'll stand the test. And God says, "Hey, listen," he said, "the riches and honor that I have to bestow are durable. They're lasting. They're sustainable." Amen. A lot of stuff we have in this world ain't it? It's junk. Amen. I make a few little things with wood, and people want to know why you can't make them for $19.95 like they are at Walmart. Amen. They want the same thing that they buy at Walmart, amen, for $19.95. And they wonder why you can't make it out of real wood for $19.95. Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Junior? They want you to make a nice cabinet or something, amen, out of real wood. Amen, something that's going to last, something that they can use and pass down to our children and our grandchildren. And they want you to make it out of real wood, but they want to buy it for $19.95. But I want to say what you get for $19.95 ain't durable. It's not lasting, amen. It's not something that you can inherit down. Amen. It'll fall apart. It's not made to be moved. You assemble it, you put it together, and you use it, but if you have to move it, it falls apart before you ever get it anywhere. Amen. But God said, I'm going to give you something that's durable, praise God, you can be. He said, I'm going to build, I'm going to make it, I'm going to ensure it, praise God. I'm going to assure it, and it'll work for you, praise God, throughout the generations. You can pass it down, praise God, and be proud of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, that's what I'm going to do. He said, verse 20, he said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Amen. The Lord said, hey, he said, what I want to give you ain't junk. He said, it's substance. It's something that'll be there, praise God. Substance, something that you can lay hands on. Something that you can hold on to. Something that'll be there for the generations to come. Inheritance, that they love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasures. Amen. Praise God. He said, and the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. And I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, forever, and forever the earth was. So he says, listen, so God's going to give us some substance, some wisdom, praise God, that'll last for eternity. It'll be that wisdom that we have. And that wisdom we know is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us that wisdom in him. I just read and you're hearing those last two, verse 22 and 23. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, it comes from him because it is him. Very essence and the fiber of Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God. He'd go on in verse 24 and say, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains but abounded with water. Before the mountains were settled. Before the hills was brought forth. While as yet I had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the earth. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. And when he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his command. Remember I tell you all the time how I like to go to the ocean And the only reason I like to go to the ocean is not because of the water, not because of the heat, not because of the sand. I go to the ocean because I like to see that water, that ocean come in and go back out. And it just amazes me that my God made it that way. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because Jesus just said so. Amen. He said God commanded him. Amen. That the water should not pass his commandment. God says, you come to here and you go back out there. You come to here and you go back out. This is as far as you come. Amen. Praise God. Because God is in control. Said, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoice in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Who speaks such wisdom as this? I will tell you, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He speaks wisdom because he is the creator of the earth. Praise God. Without him was not anything made that was made. Praise God. Hey, if you look out and you see something pretty, you'll say, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I look at these mountains and I see when the seasons change and when the trees begin to go into all these spectacular, and God's coloring book, he begins to color them as a season ends and another one begins, and you can see the magnificent coloring book of God, and I say glory to his name. That's my God. Amen. And then we see the trees as the leaves go, Brother Bill, and they begin to look so desolate. There's nothing there. No, only the evergreens still have a little bit of green. God made it that way so we wouldn't die in the wintertime. Amen. If it wasn't for the evergreens, praise God, there wouldn't be no oxygen in the wintertime. We'd die before springtime. Did you ever think about that? Just imagine that somebody had to design that. It didn't just happen by accident. But God Almighty made it that way, praise God, so that you and I could be partakers in it. Amen. From now and through eternity. Bless his holy name. So God gives us wisdom, and Jesus Christ is that wisdom. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, in verse number 30, he said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. He said, if there's anything to shout about, if there's anything to praise God about, it's because of Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Praise God. He accomplished just everything that we needed him to accomplish. He gave us wisdom. He gave us righteousness. He gave us sanctification. And he offered us redemption. Praise God. Amen. It was all through Lord Jesus Christ. He's according as it is written that he that glorieth, he said, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad if we're going to glory, praise, in the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can see it. He goes on in the book of Colossians. In Colossians chapter number 2 and verse 1 through 3, he says this. He said, for I would that you knew that what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many that have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. Now there's that love again. Praise God. He said, and so what he tells us here, he said, we need to be listening and we need to be loving that one who first loved us. Amen. He said, knit together in love and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom, heard his gift, and knowledge. Amen. So God, amen. He said, God gives us instruction from heaven, praise God. He gives us the wisdom of God in the volume of a book that we might know him. And through that love, praise God, we know that wisdom is love, and we should love wisdom. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, we should love this blessed old book. It speaks to our heart, praise God. It gives us the mind of God. He said, if we love wisdom, said we'll love Christ. Amen? We'll love Christ. He said, we love Christ, praise God. If we love Christ, praise God, then we'll live for him. We'll follow him. Amen? Because he is wisdom. Amen. Only a fool would not follow after wisdom. Amen. Only a fool would not want to be smarter than what we are. We ought to always be seeking the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. But in order to have that, you have to listen and you have to love it. And when we begin to love it, praise God, we begin to listen. Amen? And when we begin to love it and listen, praise God, we begin to linger up there next to it a little bit more. Have you ever noticed that something you really like, you'll linger with? When I fell in love with my little wife, even though I tortured her when she was a freshman in high school and I was a senior, amen, I treated her terrible. I don't know why she even went out with me. She just did. But I love my little wife, and when I fell in love with her, amen, I started wanting to be with her all the time. Hello? Amen. You say, well, that's the way I used to be, preacher. Now I don't want him to look at her no more. God help you. I love her more now than I ever have. Amen. You know why? Because I need her. I realize. Amen. I can't do without her. Amen. Some of you fellas, praise God, the sooner you realize you need her, can't do without her, the better off you'll be. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But I realize, praise God, where she is, and I want to be more. I love her because I love her. I want to be with her. I want to linger around her a whole lot more. Amen. And so I got to going over her house. Every evening I go over her house, and I eat over there as much as I eat anywhere else. And they just start setting me a plate. Amen. I was just a part of the furniture. Amen. It was. And it was a snowy November day, and I had an old truck, and it was raining. They thought it was hard for it to get cold and icy. And my mother told me, she said, son, you don't need to go out this evening. You ought to just stay here. They're saying it's going to get icy. It's going to get bad. But me, praise God, I wanted to linger with her. Amen. I wanted to hang out with her. I wanted to be close to her. So I got in the old truck, Brother Bill, and I headed up the river road and got up there and went around turning. And I went to my steering wheel. I turned it to go around turning, and my steering wheel turned, but the truck didn't. And off it went in the hole. Pew! Down I was. And so I had to call a wrecker, and I, long story short, had to get it out of there and caused a little bit of damage. And my mother told me, said, son, I told you. But you know, the Paul Harvey version, it's because I wanted to linger with her, the reason I did what I did. Amen. The reason that we do what we do for the Lord, praise God, is because we want to linger with Him. We want to be close to Him because He is wisdom, and we want to be smarter, praise God, than we used to be. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I want to be smarter. And so I want to be at wisdom's door, praise God. I want to be able to read God's Word. I want to be able to meditate upon His Word, amen, because I want truth, because truth will make you free. So as I linger, as we linger by Him because we listen, because we love Him, amen, we linger because God Almighty, praise God, is something that we desire. I want to say this, if you don't desire the things of God, something's messed up. Amen. I desire godliness. I desire God's Word. I desire God's help in my life. So God begins to speak to us here, and He says, if we'll come to wisdom's door, He's crying out from the city. He said, if you'll listen to me, I'll show you how much I love you. He said, if you'll linger at wisdom's door, praise God. He said, I'll show you how much I care. And He begins to do that in verse 14. He says, counsel is mine. So we realize if we linger at wisdom's door and we love the Lord, praise God, His appearance, that God will give you that counsel that you need. Amen. A counsel, He'll tell you. What do you mean, Pastor Jeff? He'll show you what to do. Amen. There's a whole lot of people running around this world trying to figure out what they need to do. But God says, hey, listen, the counsel of God, He said, I'll give you counsel. He said, I'll show you what you need to do. He said, if you'll just come to me, if you'll trust me, if you'll look for the wisdom of God, instruction from the Lord, He said, I will show you what you need to do. Amen. Pretty simple. He said, counsel is mine. He said, in sound wisdom. Amen. And not only said, will I show you what to do? He said, I'll show you how to do it. God said, hey, listen, I'll show you what to do. And He said, I'll show you how to proceed in doing it. How to make a difference. How it can make a difference in your life. Amen. It's not rocket science. But it's God Almighty trying to help us. So He offers counsel. He offers wisdom. But not only does He offer counsel and wisdom, but He offers us understanding. Amen. He's not only what to do and how to do it, but why we do it. Why do you do what you do? Amen. Well, preacher, I like to be seen. I like to be a spectacle. I like the people to see what I have. I like people to know who I am. Amen. I do what I do. I tell you why I do what I do, praise God, because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to bring glory to His name in every essence and every fiber of my being. Amen. I want the wisdom of God. I want the understanding of God. Amen. So I can do what I need to do for His glory. That's why I do it. Amen. That He might get the glory out of my life. And because of who He is, praise God, He not only says that I have understanding, He said, I am understanding, but He said, I have strength. And because God Almighty, because I believe Him, praise God, that means He gives me the ability to do that I need to do. Amen. I can't do it in myself. But God Almighty gives us the ability through the wisdom of God to do that we need to do individually. He helps every one of us. Amen. You can do things that I can't do. Amen. But God Almighty gives you ability through His strength. He gives us that ability. Amen. We don't do it. We don't do it as slaves. We don't do it because we have to. We do it, praise God. Listen to me, I'm done. We do it because we get to. Amen. Let me say it again. We serve the Lord because we get to. Because it's a privilege and honor to know the Lord. It's a privilege and honor. You know there's people in some countries around the world that would kill to be able to be here where you are tonight? They would like to be able to gather together. They're meeting in undergrounds. They're meeting in tunnels and caves and dark places trying to worship the Lord with one little old page of God's Word. That's all they have. Because somebody's ripped it out and shared it with them. Amen. They're starving for that understanding, but they love the Lord and they're serving God and they're magnifying His name. Lift Him up. Not as servants, not as slaves. But praise God, they're lifting up because God Almighty made them partakers with Him. Amen. He said, you're not doing it as slaves. You're not coming to the gate. You're not worshiping. You're not getting wisdom because you have to. He said, you're getting wisdom because you can. Amen. Because God makes it available that we could come before Him, praise God, and reign as kings with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. God Almighty says, listen, because of me, He said, I raise people up. And boy, He said, when I raise them up and they begin to give me glory and they begin to praise my name, He said, boy, I just want to lift them up higher. Amen. Praise God, I want to lift them up higher. Praise God, one day I just pull them unto myself and take them home to be with me where I am. He said, glory be. Not because we have to. Amen. I'm talking about instruction from heaven, the wisdom of God that He gives us that we might know Him and the free pardon of sin. So we can come to a place in wisdom in God. So that we can reign as kings with the Lord Jesus Christ. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. He said we're heirs and joint heirs with Him. Praise God. According to the grace and the mercy of God, according to that love. So God Almighty is telling us, the old preachers are telling us in the eighth proverb, he said, if we'll just listen to God and we'll love God and we'll just linger by the gate and we'll listen to God, praise God, God will manifest Himself. He'll give us instructions, praise God, from God. Instructions, amen, praise God, so we can press on for His glory. So we can finish our course, like Paul said, and finish well. That God has given us, praise God, the opportunities in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Not as servants, but as kings reigning with Him. Amen. Even for His glory. Lifting up praise in His glorious name. Amen.